Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 620 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from John, but before we get to John's question, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, which makes super simple cloud accounting software for your small business. And it's an awesome tool to use. So as soon as you can try it, you'll realize just how much time you can save with your day-to-day paperwork. For invoicing, for example, you can create and send perfectly crafted invoices, and it literally takes less than 30 seconds. With online payments, your clients will be able to pay you so easily and so fast. And there's also automated expense tracking. So you can link your FreshBooks account to your credit and debit card. So you don't have to worry so much about getting all that done because it's all done automatically for you. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, just go to freshbooks.com/askpat and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's all you got to do. All right, here's today's question from John.
Hey, Pat. It's good to chat with you. I'm John Bonhoff. I'm the owner of Writers, Authors on Fire podcast. I'm an author with books in two distinctly different genres, one on foot care for extreme athletes and one on pastoral search. And then I have my website and podcast also. So how do I get people in Facebook to keep subscribing, wanting to befriend me on my personal Facebook page, and instead subscribe to my fan pages for my podcast and for my Fixing Your Feet book? I hate to just issue an ultimatum out there saying I'm going to purge my friends, but I've got so many that follow me because of my writing on feet, because of my podcast, because of my writing in general, because they went to high school, because they're family, and it just goes on and on. How can I better work with my fan pages and get people to subscribe over there? I would appreciate any ideas. I love your show. Thank you very much.
Hey, John, what's up? Thanks so much for the question. It seems like you have a lot going on, and I think it's obvious to all of us listening, and that's okay. Now, when it comes to your personal Facebook page, you know, a lot of people who listen to you on your podcast, a lot of people who find you on your website, wherever they find you, they're going to find you on Facebook by looking up your name. And typically your name will show up and they'll follow you there and ask to friend you. And that is going to be your most likely your personal page. And, you know, I have a lot of friends on my personal page, but also have a lot of people who want to become my friend who discovered me on Smart Passive Income through some of my other projects. And the way that I balance that out, and the way I would recommend it, balancing out for you, is you can either message people directly if you know that they're not your friend, and you can kind of see and gauge that based on, you know, a lot of times Facebook will tell you, you know, how the connection is there. If they're friends with some of your existing friends, you would know and you'd be able to accept them. And if not, you might want to message them and tell them or have some sort of canned response that's maybe a little bit personalized with their name and whatnot, that you can say, hey, thank you so much. I'm sorry, but I don't have enough room here on my Facebook page. A lot of people are asking me to become friends, and I just want to make sure I direct you to the right spot. So You can direct them to each of those pages. And I would recommend that even if your friends and family might be interested in those things, that on your personal page, you can also just talk about some of these other things that you have going on, but also link to some of these other pages too. I think it's important to have these fan pages though. And the reason that that's important is because that's where those communities should exist. And that's where those people have those interests and shared interests. They can help each other out. It helps grow the community, which ultimately helps grow your brand too. You can also just mention on each of those platforms, on your podcast, on those blog posts, or on those websites that there's exclusive content there. So, and just direct people to there instead of just having them potentially search for you on Facebook through your name, because that way they go directly to those fan pages. You'll grow those likes there, and you'll be able to give specific content just for them that's going to be there for that particular topic. So that's what I would do. I would send messages to those who try and friend you. If you don't know who they are, send them that canned message. You can use something like Text Expander, which will allow you to pre-write a whole thing and then just use a couple hotkeys on your keyboard to then type out that whole thing for you automatically in just a few seconds. I use that for a number of different responses for my email, and this would be a great use case for that too. So again, when people send you a friend request, you can say, hey, thank you for the friend request. I appreciate it. If I don't know you specifically, or if you know me from one of these different places, here's a Facebook page that would be better suited for you because it'll have content that's relevant to, you know, why you're interested. But I'm also active there, and there's some exclusive content there too. And, you know, some people might not know when they request to have you as a friend that you have all these other things going on too. So it might actually be interesting, and you'll get some people who subscribe to everything. So, John, that's what I would recommend, and I wish you all the best, and keep up the great work. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you would like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor once again, which is FreshBooks.com. That link to get it for 30 days for free. You can go to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, thanks so much for listening in. I appreciate it. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Dan Zarella. He said, "Marketing without data is like driving with your eyes closed." Just don't do that. Take care. See you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.